Well, next up on KCRW, we are so pleased to welcome Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard to the studios. Good morning, gents.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah, good.
Well, thank you for being here. One Fast Move or I'm Gone. This is a project inspired by Kerouac's Big Sur. Why don't we take a moment and set it up real quick before we go into your first set. Tell us about the genesis of this project.
Both Ben and I were asked to contribute songs to a documentary about Jack Kerouac novel Big Sur. You know, and I guess we're both Jack Kerouac fans going back. So, we basically met the day before we went in the studio and started recording these songs.
You had never met before that?
No. Never, no. No. We just kind of dove right into it.
That's kind of cool that it just kind of happened and wrote all these songs. So originally you were just going to write a few songs, but it turned into a whole album project.
That's right. I started writing a few songs and then just kind of got immersed in the book, you know, just the sort of familiarity with Kerouac's style of writing I always identified with, and just to be able to work with his lines and thoughts, you know, sort of took me out of my normal context of working to a point where I was able to kind of get immersed in it and write a lot of songs. So eventually wound up with like 10 songs, and we took it from there.
It was interesting looking at the liner notes in the song credits. You know, you're credited as a writer and Jack Kerouac. To see your names all together on the line is kind of, you know, inspiring. But so you drew actual prose and then created songs out of that, or was it based on characters or situations?
I started with the poem at the end of the book, which is, it's called Sea, and it's kind of lyrical, you know, and then I sort of ran through that and then turned to the text of the book itself, you know, and at that point I was able to find a lot of ideas and themes to work with, you know, at that point.
So you're doing a handful of shows together in support of this project, and then the documentary, is this in theaters now?
I believe it's showing at certain theaters. I think it's yet to have a national release, but I think there are screenings all over the country, and they seem to be going really well as far as I can tell.
And you're performing tonight, is that at the El Rey?
El Rey, yeah.
El Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just the documentary though, is it about, you know, discovering the setting of the book itself, or what's kind of the direction of the documentary?
The documentary deals primarily with just the story of Big Sur and Kerouac's kind of descent and his attempts to kind of kick drinking and his unsuccessful attempts to kick drinking and you know, it interviews a lot of people who are still with us, you know, who were there at the time and experienced all these things firsthand. And you know, I mean, Big Sur is such a beautiful backdrop for anything that, you know, I think the fact that all this took place there, they wanted to capture as much of the natural beauty of that place, you know.
So there's also the documentary talks with people who are featured in the book, because Kerouac's style is semi-autobiographical. Even though he's changed names, they're based on real people.
Right, and you know, I think you know, of the people, you know, who are still alive, who are from that period, I think, you know, Ferlin Getty is mm-hmm. interviewed extensively, and so is Carolyn Cassidy, and Michael McClure, yeah, is also interviewed.
Now, Lawrence Ferlin Getty, he owned the cabin where the book is based. Is that right?
Yeah, he did at the time. I don't think he's owned it for some time now.
You probably know who owns it now.
Yeah, right? I've actually stayed at the cabin, and Lawrence has a cabin in that same canyon, but it's not the same one as it was in the book.
What was the occasion for you staying at that cabin?
Well, when I was participating in this documentary, we did some filming down in Big Sur and went down to see, you know, this particular cabin, and which is something that I had kind of romance for a long time, being a Kerouac fan, of what this place actually looked like. And at some point, Jim Sampas, the producer of the film, who knew the people who owned it, said, well, yeah, I'm sure if you would like to rent this, I'm sure they'd rent it to you for a period of time. So I spent a couple weeks there finishing the last Death Cab record, and found it to be a very very inspiring place, very dark, a lot of demons in that canyon, as you know, Jack documents in the book, and I found for myself as well. But that's That's a whole other story.
Great. Well, thank you for setting up the album. Now let's hear some music. Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard are guests live on KCRW.
Hudson Valley, across New York State to Chicago, then the plane. All so easy and dreamlike, crashing the Salt Flat daybreak. I hear I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Sad and fog winds out there that blow across the rooftops of eerie old hangover San Francisco. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. I've hit the end of the trail, can't even drag my body. I've been driven mad for 3 years. Too much fame keeps a body busy and a mind full of white poor tears. Terrified by that sad song across rooftops, mingled with the lack of most cries of the Salvation Army meeting on the corner, saying Satan is the cause of it all. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. Now I'm transcontinental, 3,000 miles from my home. I'm on the California Zephyr, watching America roll by. Just saw
trying. We've had no crack in eternity. I've got to believe in you. Or live in death. I'm gonna die in full despair. Wake up where the atmosphere. In the sad music, the voice of will of mine. She makes men sigh and women wonder. Where is all the beauty coming from? Why? Nobody ever dares to write a true story of love. Hiding under buried junkyards throughout the world. And with her sad abstract letters, she talks with a broken heart. We're gonna get married and fly. Anybody has never done this is crazy. Nobody ever dares to write a true story of love. And the secret underground truth of desire. Never mentioned in the newspapers. The man of night admits the groaning godlike love. Fly away.
gone, this is crazy.
The song was called Will of Mine. This song is called All in One.
Clips of antique and gobble. The morning seem a letter of course. Say thanks to foggy moon. Except when tumble boom. Bird back, long and short, low and easy. See round, see the end of me. To find the other side of flat. All the way to heaven, all in one. I'm gonna wash your pab you down, pack my soul to another town. Yell sound, all there isn't fair in sight. Whose plantation Neptune got? That of Atlas still down there. Rough old hands played out pedigree. Some more boats and dreamers will ever see. The world is burning and needs water. I'll have a daughter wait and see. All in one. I'm gonna wash your pab you down, pack my salt to another town.
It's called Sea Engines. We calcined feathers, kitchen lights on, sea engines from Russia, sea birding below. Wind rocks out, sea froth, I'll know why. My double-legged cliff to the stilt of a million years. Go on, that's all lie, you billion-eared rock knocker. Sad as wife and hill, love this mother and fall. Wine is song, hear this tidal. Engines of Russia, in your soft talk, you just whistling for sanity. You ain't just wasting time.
double seabird dig down, footstep Halloween, accommodations of mine, crashes in rhythm, 4 or 5 billion years since Earth we saw substantial, no human words bespeak sorrow older than this way. I set the feet, I rope the angels in all the sea. Wine is sown here, this tidally kitchen, engines of Russia in your soft tone. You ain't just whistling for sanity. Just wasting time.
That's Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard, our guests in studio this morning. One Fast Move or I'm Gone. Kerouac's Big Sur is their latest collaboration. Now, don't want to take too much time out of your second set, but I want to ask you about Kerouac as inspiration for you. Because, you know, I'd always thought with beat poets and the beat generation, which is a term Kerouac coined. You know, I think of Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs and jazz and the counterculture of the 50s and 60s. But one thing that struck me when reading Kerouac was his interpretation of beat generation as this idea of being beaten down, yet beatific, or kind of a spiritual awareness of happiness. That to me was inspiring. And I wondered how you felt about him and sort of what's your sense of what he means to you.
I mean, I'm fine with that explanation and that duality. You know, I think the main way that Kerouac probably affected me over the years is just picking up on his method and style a bit, you know, the idea of kind of getting your first thoughts out there and not worrying too much about form or structure and just getting it out there. And, that, you know, by doing it that way, you're sort of helping to ensure that whatever you get out there is more ultimately individualistic, you know, so it's not following someone else's sort of structure.
Well, I think that Jack was constantly trying to redefine a term that had been co-opted and taken from him at some point, and it became something other than what it originally was, so he was in a constant state of redefining it, you know, through his later work, I think.
Yeah.
And what is it about this specific novel, Big Sur, that resonated for you?
Well, I first read the novel, you know, just a couple of years ago, so it's not that far away from the age Jack was at when he was going through those experiences, you know, and I think it's certainly something that I've probably experienced along the way, which is you start to question your own ethos, and that's something that Jack is doing in the novel, you know, and he sort of helped create the whole idea of, you know, on the road, looking for the next thrill sort of thing.
Ben, how about you?
Well, I read it, I kind of discovered Kerouac when I was 18, 19 years old and got on such a tear that I read everything in chronological order over the course of 5 or 6 months. And by the time you get to Big Sur, I think when I reading on the road as a teenager, you're kind of really swept up in the romance of, you know, the road and all the possibilities that are out there and just, you know, the excitement of it all. But I remember being really struck by the time I read Big Sur only 5 or 6 months later, how the road does end at some point. There is at some point you have to, you know, there's an assimilation with real life that has to occur if you want to avoid this fate. Which, you know, and I think that it's a very cautionary, I have always seen it as a very cautionary tale and cautionary chapter in the Kerouac canon that, you know, you have to kind of be wary of your path in life, I guess.
I love he described himself as a strange, solitary, crazy Catholic mystic. It was like that. Jack Kerouac, the bassist of One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard, live in our studios. Ben, if I could just ask you before we get into your next set, what an exciting time for you right now. And besides this project, you've got Death Cab for Cutie as the lead track on Twilight New Moon, which is going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread. You just got married to one of the coolest ladies around.
I think so.
So, nice one.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a good year.
It's been a good year.
It's been a good year.
Well, excellent, excellent. All right, well, thank you guys again for coming through to KCRW. Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard, our guests. Again, the project is One Fast Move or I'm Gone. We're going to have tickets at the close of the program for their show tonight at the El Rey Theater, so stick around for that here on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
There is no need to say another word. It will be cold and an eternal, just like that. Something good will come of all things yet. Simple, golden, eternity, blessing. Roads don't move, you're the one that moves. Roads don't move, you're the one that moves. And I'll get my ticket and say goodbye. Leave San Francisco behind. Go back home across autumn America. And it'll all be like it was in the beginning. These roads don't move, you're the one that moves. Roads don't move, you're the one that moves. And all the dark torture is a memory. The night to see my scar still shining. All those years looking out of jail and ship window, the irrational mort of loneliness is always crime. These roads don't move, you're the one that moves. These roads don't move, you're the one that. Roads don't move, you're the one that moves.
The song's called Big Sur. Settling down with warm glow, wood stove and kerosene. The peace you're looking for, the peace you'll find. In the tangled mad cliff sides and crashing dark. A big surf, a big surf. Rapturous ring of silence, Pacific fury, flashing on the rocks, the sea shroud towers, innocence of.
crossing the wilds of Big Sur, of Big Sur. This whole surface of the world as we know it now will be covered with the silt of a billion years in time. Will allow I'm a long way from the B generation. Here comes the nightly moth to his nightly death in Big Sur, in Big Sur. The best thing to do not be false. The rocks of the valley have left no howl of complaint. And I'm just a sick clown, and so is everybody else in Big Sur, in Big Sur.
This song is called One Fast Move. Or I'm gone.
This river of road don't flow like it used to, but it's more of a home than anywhere that I've ridden it to. And we used to dream together. Bottle to the tumbler, it's the only journey left I know, and in my memory's depths I retrace my steps. Anything or a place. got the interstates, they don't connect. Where you are to what you've left. And the coasts of our dreams, they haunt the roads in between. Though nothing could compare to the love we share, we just didn't have a place to belong. 'Cause it was one fast mover, I'm gone. One fast mover, I'm gone.
Very nice. All right. Thanks, fellas.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.